Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. Yesterday, as I was delivering our church newsletter around the neighborhood, I came upon a couple of gentlemen who were doing some work to the outside of a house. I offered them a copy, but the older man said no thanks. And as I was walking away, he said, seemingly to no one in particular, "It's all just a bunch of lies." And his younger companion chimed in, "All society is built on lies. It's all a lie. There is no such thing as truth." Perhaps these two men may have been surprised that in many respects I absolutely agree with their assessment. Modern society is indeed constructed on lies, which are merely a house of cards, and they will come crumbling down, leaving us hurt, frustrated, and even shattered. Let's just have a look at a few of these lies upon which modern Western society is built. That we are products of evolution. We are only an accident of time, a random collection of atoms, with no meaning, purpose, or hope for our lives. We are all born good, or at least we're a blank slate, which can be molded and formed by our environment and our education so that we can become something great. Although politics is frustrating, it can bring us utopia on earth. The political process holds the keys to all social ills. It can bring peace among all nations. It can feed, clothe, and care for everyone, especially the vulnerable. Science will provide the answer to all of life's most vexing questions and issues. Science will come up with the answer to all illness, and it will extend our lives for countless years to come. All religions are in essence the same, and they are all dangerous, and we need to sideline them, if not eradicate them altogether. While I'm not perfect, I'm really a good person. If my good and evil were to be weighed out on a scale, my good would far outweigh my evil. When I die, that's the end. These are a few of the assumptions that underpin modern Western society and culture, and most people take them for granted. They, like Pilate, cynically ask, "What is truth?" But Jesus responds, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." And when he speaks his truth, it shatters the lies of our modern culture and society, replacing its despair and skepticism with meaning, hope, and joy. And you know as well as I do that our world needs these three things desperately. In Christ, we know that our lives are not an accident or chance. We were created in God's image, and our Heavenly Father loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son into the flesh to die for us. No greater love has anyone than to lay down his life for his friend. And Jesus sacrificed his holy life for you and me. We are valuable to God, valuable beyond calculation. And knowing our value to God, we have meaning and purpose for our existence. We are not here merely to satisfy our animal lusts and desires, but we are children of God, praising him for his love and mercy, and we are busy serving our neighbors as Christ bids us to do for his sake. Christ also informs us that by nature, all people are infected with sin which leads to death, unless the cure for that sin is administered. We are not good by nature, and our good deeds will never outweigh our evil actions. No, we get an honest view of ourselves. We are sinners in need of salvation. We don't need a friend or a pep talk, a coach, or a mentor. What we need is a Savior. And this salvation will never be accomplished through human resources or political maneuvering, however important those may be. All kingdoms and all powers will crumble in the end. They will pass from the pages of history. The only thing that will last is the kingdom of God, because Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Only Christ can deal with our ultimate problems of sin, death, and evil. And Jesus dealt with those dreadful enemies, not through religion, but through personally coming to our aid, taking our place under the wrath of God, getting what we deserve, suffering hell in our place, so that we may have peace and life with a holy and just God. Our goodness adds nothing to the equation. It is 100% gift. It is the unmerited love and favor of God given to us through faith in Jesus Christ. And this gift of salvation and faith in Christ alone is our assurance that death has been destroyed. Death could not hold Christ, and for all who die in Him, the grave becomes the threshold to eternal life. Jesus has put death to death and given us life. Don't fall victim to the lies of our age. Instead, give ear to the word of Christ, which shows the lies up for what they truly are. But even more, His words reveal to us the truth. The truth that Jesus gives us meaning, purpose, forgiveness, life, salvation, and victory. Let us pray. Almighty God, grant us a steadfast faith in Jesus Christ, a cheerful hope in Your mercy, and a sincere love for You and one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.